joys to come and to sing your praise and to glorify you. Lord, we thank you that we're constantly being filled by your Holy Spirit. As we come into your presence, Lord God, our desire is to be continually being filled. Father, we're putting aside all sin, but we're not putting aside sin as if it were some kind of a good thing we're doing. We thank you that sin is put aside as we put on Christ, we're putting off the flesh. As we put on Christ, we're putting off the flesh. So, Father, we're coming in this morning to put on your word and put on the whole armor of God. We're going to pick up the shield, pick up the sword, put on the helmet. Thank you that we have the helmet, which is your helmet. The helmet Jesus puts on is our helmet. The breastplate that he puts on is his breastplate. And we give you praise, Lord God, right now, that the things that happened to us that just fell upon us this week have fallen out, like Paul, rather to the fulfilling of the gospel. Amen? So we just rejoice in it. And we thank you, Lord God, that all those things, persecutions and distresses and perils within and perils without, perils in the sea, perils on the land, all of these things have fallen out, power of the gospel of Jesus Christ flowing out of us. And we thank you that we are those who are counted as worthy because we have given up our lives. Lord, we've given them up. Now we decided to give them up, but then we kind of, some days we take them back because it gets a little scary or it gets a little cold when we're sticking our toes in. But we thank you, Lord God, that even as you did not take your life back, we do not take our life back. And we thank you that we press on. And just by faith, it's just by faith. It's by faith alone. Not because we could have done anything better. Oh man, I could have done something better. No. We just repent. When we did foolishly, we just repent. We just continue to just go and rejoice and thank you. And we give you praise for this word today, Lord, that it'll come in and it'll just break down the strongholds of the enemy and even of our own making. And it will cause us to walk in rejoicing and thankfulness and faithfulness in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right. Jack, do me a favor. Stop the tape for just a minute. Everybody know him? Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Now, you'll remember just right now what Lou just was talking about, sharing. It's the gift and the grace that God gave her by the will of God. Every one of you, every one of us, has a ministry and a gift, more than one usually. Well, I don't seem to. By the will of God. No, God has giftings that he sets in place in you. And as you begin to worship him and look to him for your life, he begins to reveal those things in you. But as you step one foot after another, as you begin one foot after another, this is a new step that God's been preparing Lou for many, many years. And he knew it all along. He knew it all along. But every day is a new step in the kingdom of God. Every day is a new day. You know, a lot of us feel like we get bored. Anybody ever feel like you're getting bored with life? Amen? You feel like you're getting just kind of run down or wrung out with life. God says his mercies are new how often? Every morning. Now, the question is not, you know, what do I think I see every morning, but what is God telling me about my life? See, God is speaking to you about your life every morning. He's saying, my mercies are new every morning. So your life is, in fact, new every morning. Well, it seems like the same old crummy life. My life is new every morning. Amen? It's new. It's just, you know, seems like we're just the same old junk. Same old wake up and same old, you know, shampoo and same old breakfast and same old job, same old car, same old bed, same old furniture. Now, see, God's doing something new every morning. Amen? Because you're not the furniture, you're not the breakfast, you're not the car, you're not the job. God is speaking to you. He's lifting you up. He's encouraging you. It's not about the things that you have. It's not about the things that you're doing. It's not about the things that you're thinking about or what people did to you. What your life is about is what God is doing in you because He's speaking to you. He's loving you. When the crummy day comes, when the crummy week comes, like Sally was saying, you know, you just your flesh wants to go off and just roll downhill and just get all depressed about it. But God is saying this to you is that I love you and my ministry in and through you is what I'm speaking to you and what you are hearing from me. Now, I don't hear God. You know, next thing you hear, well, I don't hear God like you people. No, it's not true. You're born again. You have the Spirit of the living God on the inside of you. Anybody here born again? You're born again. Anybody? Two people. Well, let's stop. Everybody bow your head, close your eyes, and we'll get you born again. Anybody here born again? Huh? Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you know that when you're born again, you have the Spirit of God living on the inside of you? His Spirit is living on the inside of you. Amen? And so as His Spirit lives on the inside of you, we have an expectation. The Word of God says, Ephesians is good, right? Let's go back to John 16. Go back to John 16. Jesus, you know, Jesus was talking to His disciples. And He said, well, we're going to start there. We started, flip back to 14. Verse 16 says, and I will pray the Father, this is Jesus, I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter. See, these guys love Jesus. They just didn't know what they were going to do without having Jesus. Amen? So they didn't know what they were going to do. And Jesus says, I'm going to give you another, the Father will give you another Comforter. And that He may abide with you forever. So He's going to abide. What that means is He's going to stay. It means He's going to hang out with you. Amen? So the Holy Spirit doesn't just come and go. But He abides with you. He lives with you. He stays with you. He's in your bedroom. He's in your bathtub. He's in the hellhole where you go from time to time. He's at work. He's in the fight with your kids and your wife and your husband and your mother and your father. He's with you all the time. But see, you're used to, in your head, being bandied about, beat up by your emotions and by your expectations and by your what you know to be, this is how this situation works, and I know how I'm going to feel at the end of it. I know how it's going to happen to me. It happens the same way every time, or it just gets worse. Now, see, that's your mind. That's the part that God is desiring to divide between soul and spirit. Soul is your experiences. Those things you have learned, those things you have come to expect and depend upon as far as flesh is concerned. Amen? That's where your soul ends up. Is that, you know, you learned everything, the things you learned, the things you have experienced. But God is changing your experience. He's transforming you. He's changing you day after day. And as you come to know that this is His promise for you, that it's not heaven by and by, even though we like it. Where's the song? One glad morning. You know, we're going to fly away. But before we do, we're going to fly here. Amen. Huh? Do you fly here? I mean, most people walk. Wish I could remember that joke. It's funny. I like it. There's an evangelist. I'll try it. There's an evangelist. This came off a, I'll tell you in a minute. There's an evangelist, he's coming up, he begins to preach, he says, this church is walking. But pretty soon, this church is going, somebody says, amen. But pretty soon, y'all help me with this, pretty soon, this church is going to start running. And pretty soon, this church is going to start flying. But it's going to take money to make her fly. Some guy in the back said, let her walk. Hallelujah. And I'll pray the Father, and He'll give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you. He's going to abide with you. Whether you decided you're going to walk, see that guy in the back, he was walking. I tell you what, the Holy Spirit will abide with that guy. The Holy Spirit will abide with that guy, and he'll encourage him and build him up. If he'll avail himself of the Word of God, he'll give him money to give. He'll get that guy running. He'll get that guy flying. But it's not by his effort and strength. It's just by worshiping the Lord. If you abide with him, he will abide with you. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you'll ask what you will. Because you're abiding in him is what brings you to an understanding of what his desire is. And what his desire is, it becomes your desire. He says, even the Spirit of truth, verse 17 here in John 14, verse 17. So he's going to give you another comforter who will abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. Anybody feel comfortless? You felt, whoa, there's that word again. You felt comfortless. See, we operate by feelings. We operate by feelings. That's our hallmark, is how to operate by feelings and have understanding of everything that happens in this life. We have it by feelings rather than by going to the Word of God and letting God's promise be our promise. Amen? Letting God's promise be what builds us up and say, you know, I've already taken care of you. Your issues and your needs and the things that are necessary for you to live, survive, and thrive are what I've already given you. And so now what he's doing is saying that you have been given to this world. Otherwise, I'd take you home. Just kill you today. Take you home. Why not just have us be home? No, he's brought you here, left you here, so that you are a demonstration of what it is to believe God and to trust him and to know him and to give this gospel to the rest of the world. Because and you don't give the gospel to it by just, you know, winding it up in a little track and here handing it out. Nothing wrong with tracks, but that's not what you depend upon. What you depend upon is the guy that's handing the track. You know, your face, your joy, you're the power of God. It's the shadow of you. So much so, they followed Peter around that so his shadow would even fall on him. Amen? It wasn't Peter's track that they liked. It was him. Huh? It was him. It's his shadow. Well, you know what? Peter's shadow is no better than yours. Well, he's the Pope. No, he's not the Pope. You know, Peter's shadow is not any better than your shadow. You had the same shadow. You were the demonstration in this earth of the living God. Oh, Pastor Jim is. No, you are. Hello. No. See, Lou didn't know she had anything to do. She didn't know what God put in her. She didn't know what she'd been collecting. She'd been collecting bottle caps. You know, just stuff that meant something to her. Didn't mean anything to you, to anybody else. You know, just rocks and junk. Anybody feel like you just collect junk? You know? Amen. It's just like stuff and junk and, you know. I don't know what all junk you collect, but God is busy putting on the inside of you items of value for his purpose. Amen? Now, I'm just saying in this world, he's building you up. He is putting in your hand. You know, Moses, God came to Moses, what did he say? He said, what? He didn't say what to, you know, he said, what's in your hand? A stick. What's in your hand? What's your hand? A rod. Fall on the ground. Ooh. And Moses ran from the face of it. That's kind of interesting. You know? What you got in your hand? You throw it on the floor, give it to God, and you start running away from whatever it is. So, oh, how'd he do that? I didn't know that's what I had. See, it would scare you what you got. Amen. God has got things for you, in you. He's using you. Believe this. Listen to me. Is God is doing things in you. You're not the cast off. You know? I mean, if anybody else is, you are. But to the extent that anybody else is, you're the cast off. You know, over the off scouring, all that, which is true. You know, we have nothing, no value. Apart from Jesus, we have absolutely no value. But God has been doing something in you, and he's been producing something in you, and he's going to bring it to pass by his Spirit. Amen. on the inside of you. Okay? Where's the prosperity message? Well, yeah, I guess. Why not? Sure. Or, you know, how about it's just a message that says, God is not through with you. God's not through with crummy people. Thank God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen? It's good. He's not through with you. Or people who just have really just nothing to offer. Anybody ever felt like you had nothing to offer? Huh? Amen. You preach after Pastor Jim. See what you feel like. Huh? That's right. Amen. Who cares? Glory to God. I mean, God, you know, God's going to do something good. I just have no doubt. Amen. Are you ready? Hallelujah. And see, you know, and now after this, you're going to have the biggest, you know, this is not prophetic, but I'm just telling you what happens is, you know, you'll go out and something will go haywire tomorrow. Something will go haywire this afternoon. Somebody will yell at you after church. And you'll forget everything we talked about. Forget everything we preached. Amen? One of your good brothers and sisters is going to, you know, snap at you. And you'll just hate them and it'll be all over. And love them. Praise the Lord. Man, that's a good idea. But you know how hard that is. That's Jesus living in you. See, there's a woman of faith right there. Amen? That's it. Because that's who you are. Who you are is love. Who you are is not retribution. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. It's good. See, you're filled with joy. You're filled with thanksgiving. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. We're in John 14. Just look over at 16 for a minute. John 16. This is before the Holy Spirit was given. And he said, Jesus said to his disciples, I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. See, because the Holy Spirit was not yet in them. What he says is, you can't bear them now. You won't get it. If I were to even tell you, you wouldn't get it. You wouldn't understand it. You couldn't handle it. It just wouldn't make any sense to you. But he says here, and he confirms it over in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, that he says that eyes don't see nor ears hear the things that God has for his people, but he's revealed them by his... Thank you. However, here's verse 13 in chapter 16 of John. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. And he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me. And he shall receive of mine, and he'll show it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine. So it's the Father's stuff. And he'll show it to you. A little while, you shall not see me again. A little while, and you shall see me, because I go to my Father. Now, so he's saying this, is that this, you have to know these things, is that this is living. This is not just coming, having a born-again experience in the sense of, okay, I believed in Jesus, now I'm going to heaven in about 20, 50, 30, 100 years. That's not it. This is the beginning. This is the beginning of your life. This is the beginning of joy. Amen? The beginning of joy is... Now, Paul had trouble. Jesus also said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. I'm going to leave you in the world. See, over in the 17th chapter, these chapters here in John are awesome. They're so powerful. You go and read them. You will see what Jesus began to prepare them for with the Spirit, that the Spirit was coming to live in them. Amen? And he is not talking just about those 12. He's talking about everybody else. Because he began to operate, if you'll read the book of Acts, that's how he began to operate in the rest of the church. That's how people were raised up. It wasn't just, you know, at the last apostle, and then, you know, everything kind of just died out. Well, finally we got the Bible. They didn't have the Bible until about 600 years later, the whole thing. And then it wasn't even printed for people until 1,500 years that these words were taught and they were given. And as these words were taught, they began to transform a remnant. It was just a remnant. It looks like we got a little remnant here. Hallelujah. How many got that church down there in Houston? 30,000 on Sunday morning? 30,000 down there? I think we got about 30. I'd call it a remnant. Amen. Oh, we love those folks. They're a blessing. Amen. When the Spirit of truth has come, He will guide you into all truth. What's truth for you? What's truth? What's truth? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So He's going to guide you into Jesus. He's going to guide you into Jesus. Now, as He's guiding you into Jesus, He's beginning to speak to you about when people are, blessed are you when you should be reviled of men for my sake and the Gospels. Happy are you. The word blessed, karioi, means happy are you. I don't feel happy. Happy are you when you shall be reviled and spit upon and yelled at and all manner of evil said and done against you. Well, I just don't know if I'm going to carry on for my sake and the Gospels. Happy are you. See, you, because you and Jesus walk together. You and the Father walk together. You and your brothers and sisters here in fellowship with Jesus are loving one another, even if you disagree, even if you did one thing wrong or, you know, somebody didn't like it. Is, you know, we forgive one another. We confess our sins to one another. Amen? Not all of them. I mean, we don't want somebody in the back row just to confess all your sins all over here to everybody. We don't need that. But what you're confessing your sins to one another is the ones whom you did them against. Amen? Confess your sins to one amongst yourselves so that you're free, so that you're not holding anything. You're not holding anybody in bondage, least of all you. How many know your sins will hold you, your unforgiveness will hold you in bondage? Because you want somebody else to be, you want somebody else to, you know, take care of your problems. You want somebody else to, somebody got mad, you know, and did something, and now you're going to hold them in bondage. Well, they don't care. They're just going to go on. Who's stuck holding the bag? Who's stuck holding the rope? You. Let it go. Let God do it. Let God take care of those things. Amen? Amen? Let God take care of those things, those offenses. Offenses will come. Don't take it to yourself. Don't take an offense. Don't take it. Don't receive it. Don't live with an offense. And some people take their offenses to bed with them. Amen? They take them to work with them. They bring them home. They have them sit them at the dinner table with them. Amen? They bring them to church. Let your offenses go. Just lay them down. Just say, in Jesus' name, I just forgive. I forgive. Well, I don't feel like I forgive. Oh, we're back to that again, aren't we? We're back to the feeling. You're back to your feelings again. Well, when you forgive, you just say it. Just, I forgive. I forgive so-and-so. Father, I thank you that I forgive them. Now, see, that you're agreeing with God. And then, so from that point on, when it comes up, it's either your flesh or an enemy that's bringing it up. So you let that thing go and you say, no, in the name of Jesus, I have forgiven that. I'm walking in love and peace. See, but the enemy wants you to turn around. And again, it's maybe the enemy's idea, but we're the one who keeps it going. Amen? Our flesh is the one that keeps these things going. Well, the devil wanted me to do it. Well, yeah, but you knew who that was. We're not ignorant of his devices. But then here he comes offering you drugs again or offering you something. You know, he's offering you stuff. And you say, no, thank you. I don't need that. I don't need that. I walk in love. I don't need some anger. I don't need some hatred. I don't need some retribution. I don't need stuff to be getting back. You know, that's not my need. I don't have a need of that. The need that I have is love. The need that I have is love. Amen? And I've got plenty of it. I've got plenty of it. How many of you got plenty of love? Agape. Agape. That's what you have. That's what lives on the inside of you. Not, you know, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. If you do right, you do okay, well, we'll be happy with you. No, people don't even have to do okay. Amen? For me to love them. They don't have to do right for me to love them. It helps. But it doesn't, but it's not required. Boy, am I opening the door for sin? Or what? No! It's true. I'm talking about you. I'm not talking about what, you know, if somebody else is going to come and do at you. I'm talking about your response. It's because you're responding because the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, reigns on the inside of you. Amen? Do you agree with that? I don't say, did you feel like that? I say, do you agree? Because this is what God is telling you, is that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. That comes out of Romans chapter 5. Is that love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. We have the love of God. You are a demonstration and a vessel of the love of God. Listen to me. What you'll do is go into your closet and rejoice and thank God that His love flows through you. This is your life, your expectation. Your expectation is, oh God. See, a lot of you want to get out and want to try to kind of get out of your hatefulness. You know, I'll love somebody once I get out of my, you kind of want to make a path out of it. You're trying to get out of somewhere. Forget it. Quit trying to get out of where you think you're at. Just right now, begin to just rejoice. Begin to thank God that, well, one day I'll be a lover. No, right now I'm a lover. Right now I'm one who worships God. Right now. Today. Here I am. I've arrived. You have arrived. Amen? You're not getting there. Well, one of these days. You're not trying to arrive in heaven. Amen? He said, you're seated together. I'm seated together with Him. Now, your body hadn't caught up, but who cares about that? I mean, is your body going there? Huh? I said, is your body going there? Not this one. This one's not going there. This one will get fried about halfway up. Amen? He said, you're going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. This one's not going to make it out past Cessna. A Cessna height, altitude. Amen? I mean, you know, I think we'll be changed by the time we're at the 707 or whatever they fly these days. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll be changed. This body is not going to be the one that's going to meet God. So I've already met God. Hallelujah. Everybody wants to know how to live a better life. Well, let's have a seminar. 5 days. I don't need 5 days. 25 sessions. Amen? How to live a better life. How to have a better marriage. Just die. Just forgive her. Just let her go. Amen? Just love her. Don't straighten her out. Hallelujah. Well, God's good, isn't He? Hallelujah. He said here, you know, we'll get back to Ephesians soon. And He said here, over in 17. Look over at John 17. He's praying for His disciples. What happened? All right. Find out where I want to start. And now, Father, verse 5, glorify You, me, with Your glory, with Your own self, with the glory which I had had with You before the world was. I have manifested Your name to the men which You gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and You gave them to me, and they have kept Your word. Now they have known all things whatsoever You have given me are of You. For You have given them to me, given to them the words which You gave me. I've given to them the words You gave me. And they have received them and have known surely that I came out from You. And they have believed that You did send me. And I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which You have given me. For they are Yours. See, Jesus is not just Jesus praying for these guys, but He's praying for you. So, you ever want to find out if Jesus is praying for you? Come right here, John 17. Come read this. Okay, He's praying for you. I pray for them. That's y'all. I pray not for the world, but for them, which You have given me. For they are Yours, and all mine are Yours, and Yours are mine. And I'm glorified in them. I'm glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. So I'm leaving, but these guys are going to stay. Anybody else like that? Jesus, physically, personally, Jesus is not here, but you are. And now I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to You, Father. Holy Father, keep through Your own name those whom You have given me. He's going to keep through His own name those whom He's given to Jesus. The Father's going to keep you. That they may be one as We are one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. That those that you had gave me, I have kept. And none of those them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word. And the world has hated them. Anybody, you know that? The world has hated you because you have God's word. Because they got their own word. Amen? See, they've got their own way of thinking because the world has their own device, their own setup. You're going to keep this thing, want to keep this thing going. The problem is they're ignorant. They have no idea that this thing is not going to last. It can't last. The scripture says that the whole of the earth is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. Men cannot have this world and put it in order. Can't happen. Won't happen. Men cannot put this... They're deceived. They are deceived. They cannot put this world in order. So here Jesus says, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not... Now watch this. I pray not that you should take them out of the world. Jesus! Can we go with you? I pray not that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world. Say, I'm not of the world. There you have it, right there. Jesus said you're not of the world. Amen. How many of you feel like you're of the world? Oh, there's that word again. Feel like. Well, I feel like. See, you're living by your feelings, aren't you? Huh? We live by every feeling that comes out of the head of man. Oh. We live by every word that constantly is proceeding out of the mouth of God. We don't live by every feeling that comes out of my mouth and out of my head. I don't live by every feeling. Now, it may look like I live by every feeling from time to time. Anybody ever get feelings that just kind of grab you and you're just going, what, you know, hey, what are you doing with that? You know, and, sorry. And we'll jump up and react, and because you do have a flesh that's still there. Amen? Repent. Just say, Father, thank you that you forgive me. Thank you that you forgive me. That was wicked. That was evil. Just say what it was. Just say what it was. That was wicked. That was evil. But Father, I thank you that you've forgiven me. I thank you that you've forgiven me. Is repentance is turning around. It's not just admission. Admitting. Well, yeah, I did it. But confession, but repentance is turning around. It's turning and going the other way. Is turning and believing the other way. You know, even if you haven't completely turned this thing around, you've turned your mind and said, "No, that's wicked and evil, and I'm not going to have that in me anymore. I'm not going to have that in my life anymore." Father, I thank you right now. You're delivering me from that wickedness, from that sin, from that reaction, from that response, because I know that you love me, and I know that I love that person. Boy, I hated to say that. I love that person, you know. No, the truth is that if Jesus loves that person, you do. Really? No, really. No, if Jesus loves that person, does Jesus love that person? Yeah, but that's Jesus. No, Jesus in you. You're a manifestation of the love of God. Amen? You are. That's you. Glory to God. Man, that's a miracle right there. You want a miracle in your life? Just believe that. Is that you're a lover and not a hater. You're a lover and not a retributor. Somebody who gets revenge. Amen? Somebody who gets revenge. Get it back. You know? No. Praise the Lord. God's good. He loves you. He loves you. And He's walking in you. And He's living in you. This is who you are. And your life and your testimony, like we were talking about here earlier, is that God has filled you up daily, even in this life, with experiences and understandings that nobody else has but you. I just can't see anything good. Well, you don't need to see anything good. Listen, you don't need to see what's good in you. You need to go and get before Jesus and begin to worship Him and let Him grow the crop. You don't grow your own crop. Who gives the increase? Anybody know? God giveth the increase. When a seed is planted, when it's watered, when it's fed, God gives the increase. It groweth up, you know not how. I love those kind of verses. Amen? In other words, when it has nothing to do with me, that means I can't do it. Hallelujah. So it's nothing I will do, nothing I can do. Can you work? Can you put your hand to whatever your hand finds to do to put food in your mouth? The Bible said if you don't work, you don't eat. Yes, amen, all that. But the fact is you're not going to bring yourself into the will of God by working. You may feed your face by working. Whatever your hand findeth to do in the hour or in the day or in the week, put your hand to it. Let God do it. Well, you know, let's just say something, make sure it's legal. The Bible said, let him that stole steal no more. Amen? So make sure it's legal, whatever your hand finds to do. Oh, God's good, isn't He? Hallelujah. They are not of the world. Verse 16 here. Even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through your truth. You become sanctified not through working at it, but by truth. You become sanctified by truth. See, God will reveal your sin through the truth. You will repent, and He will begin to work in you and show you and demonstrate His faithfulness in and through you. Amen? So, see, your relationship is not built on getting good for God and doing things for God, yet it is based on repentance when He shows you something. Amen? See, the issues for Israel, and even talking about back in, you know, talking about Zephaniah, was the fact that it was sin, and the Word of God was coming, and the Word of God was coming, the Word of God was coming, and they rejected the Word every time. Because they rejected the Word and went back to their vomit, went back to the things that the world had taught them. The whole sin of Israel was in following after the world rather than following after God. We want to be like others. You know, we want to have a king like everybody else. We want to be like everybody else. And that's where you begin to lose. That's where you begin to lose out. We talked last month on, where was it? Habakkuk or somewhere. On the fact that we have depended on, no, it's Isaiah chapter 30, is we've gone to the world for our answers. We've gone to the world to find our strength. And God's saying, get out. The churches have become incorporated. Hey, let's just go down to Austin and we'll be a church. Well, that's a neat idea. You know who's in charge of corporations? Who's in charge? Anybody know who's in charge of corporations? Who designs and creates corporations? Government. Now, they don't create you. If you go into business, it's you. Because God created you. But men create corporations. Governments create corporations so they can have control of them. I mean, it's just wise. It's just wise to have control, you know, over you know, groups of people. But when the church goes in and decides they're going to become incorporated for benefits, huh? You're becoming what? A part of this world. But see, the church is becoming part of this world. And again, over in Isaiah 30, you know, I'll just read that for a second. Are y'all getting anything out of this? Woe to the rebellious children. Well, there you have it. Says the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me. It's Isaiah chapter 30. They're taking some counsel, but it's not of me. And that cover with a covering, they put a covering on themselves, but not my spirit. Woe to them, to the rebellious children, that they may add sin to sin. Again, the woe still applies in verse 2, to them that walk down to Egypt and have not asked at my mouth to strengthen themselves. They go down to Egypt, they hadn't asked me, but they go down there to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh. and to trust in the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, wait. Egypt. Oh, Egypt. So it's not in the shadow of the Almighty, it's Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. Praise the Lord. Well, we could go on there, but we won't. Back over in John, verse 17 of chapter 16, it said, "Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world." Here you go. He sent you into the world. "And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they might also be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone," here comes you, "but also for them which shall believe on me through their word." So this prayer does not just apply to these 12 and no more. This prayer applies to everybody who's sitting in this room who's trusted the name of Jesus. You're not of the world, even as He is not of the world. See, you've got to change citizenships. Anybody know that? Amen? You've got to change your citizenship. You know, some of you are still living in the world, waiting for heaven. Now, heaven's arrived. How many know heaven's going to come down here? I saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down out of heaven. The old earth and the old heaven were passed away, and there was no more sea. It's a big condo. I've got this figured out. It's a big condo. It's 1,500 miles high. That's a big one. That's bigger than the World Trade Center. I don't think they're going to build it back that big, do you? 1,500 miles high, 1,500 miles wide, and 1,500 miles deep. That's one big condo. Huh? Oh, man, it's a big one. They're not of the world. You're not of the world. I'm not of this world. You could sing that. You need to. You need to be worshiping God and thinking on these things. Amen? Thinking on these things. Worshiping the Lord, knowing that He has already made a demonstration to you from the heart of who He is, what He's done. And He's coming and He's dwelling in you. "Neither pray I for these alone, but also for them that shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me." See, He's drawing you to the same place that Jesus is, because He has said that you are His sons and His daughters. "Oh, righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you have sent me. And I have declared to them your name and will declare it, that the love wherewith you have loved me may be in them." In them. His love is in you. God is moving in you. He's producing in you. He's producing deeds and works in you. Don't look at today's circumstances to determine your value or the point of your existence. Even in the kingdom of God. Daily worship, daily thanksgiving, knowing that God has set you in this place for purpose, to bring you into a place of of fulfillment. God has a ministry for everybody here. It's a ministry captioned with the ministry of reconciliation. But the fact is, it's you have been placed strategically in your life. The people that you know, the people that are in your family, this is who you are. This is who you are. This is where you exist. You exist and are in this place, and God, you are the conduit by which God is going to reach everyone around you, not because you're out working hard, but because you are worshiping Him and you are dwelling with Him. Amen? Amen. This is who you are. It's your shadow. You know, the shadow of you. Just your presence. God is bringing it to pass. See, Jesus went about doing good, healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. Why? Because He was walking with His Father. We walk with our Father. Amen? Now, when you see stuff, trouble, when you see things that are coming against your mind, coming against your body, your even sicknesses and diseases, those things which are just attempting to come against you, we believe that God has healed us according to His Word and according to the Scripture. But what the enemy will do is get you down when that thing doesn't appear in a moment. He'll get you on the bottom. Somebody will say, well, you didn't have enough faith. I've got plenty of faith. I'm worshiping God. I'm worshiping Him. Though my body is messed up, I don't agree with it. I don't receive it. But neither do I just let it run over me, because many people will get into a double mind thing. They're angry, you know, with God, but they're out here confessing their healing, but they're angry. And had that happened? I mean, you get in public, somebody's saying one thing, but in private, they're angry. Worship the Lord and thank Him, even in the middle of trouble. Even in the middle of trouble. Listen. Even in the middle of trouble. See, that's where God is going to build your character. That's where He's going to build you and strengthen you. Is that even in the tough moment, even in the tough hour, the tough day, the tough week, the tough month, He loveth you. He loves you. He loves you. You, in fact, even in the mess, even in the worst circumstance, you are a demonstration of the love of God. Because your fellowship is with Him. Your fellowship is not built on whether or not you're healed or not. Your fellowship is not built on whether or not you have every one of your needs met or not in the moment. Your fellowship is based on the fact that you live in heaven. You live in heaven. You live. The Holy Spirit, God Almighty, lives on the inside of you. And you are His and He is yours. Paul's an apostle by the will of God to the saints which are at Ephesus. You are sent, whether you're an office holder in the church or not, you are sent to the saints and to those who are around you, to the Gentiles, to the nations. Paul, by the will of God, to the saints at Ephesus and to the faithful in Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. How many know all spiritual blessings produce the rest? See, as you are meditating on the Scriptures, worshiping God, thanking Him, don't let these words depart out of your mouth. Over in the Psalms, he talks about the word keep. There's two words used for the word keep. Keeping His statutes, keeping His commandments, keeping His testimonies, keeping them. And both of those words mean to hold those things, to observe them, to guard them, to take those things to yourself, to take His words, His testimonies, His precepts. It is not first to obey them, but to embrace them and to think about them, to meditate on them day and night. they have changed your mind. You're transformed from one world to the next. Transformed from this world to heaven. As you meditate upon His Word, as we think about His Word, it's the Holy Spirit who gives you the wisdom and the understanding. Amen? It's not you gaining the understanding. It's you availing yourself of the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit does what? He reveals those things which He will, in the order He will, to you. Blessed be God, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. According as He chose it, in accordance with the fact that He has chosen us in Him. Remember those guys over in John? Those are the ones that God gave to Jesus. You are the ones that God gave to Jesus. Do you know God gave you to Jesus? Prayer was for all those who shall come after, believe on My name through their word. That's what we're reading. We're reading their word. According as He's chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy. Here's what you should be. Here's what you're going to end up. Holy and without blame before Him in love. Hallelujah. Now, of the same book, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, look at that one. He says, verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that is not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, this goes along with that, what we read back there in chapter 1, that we should be holy and without blame. It says, verse 10, we are His workmanship. We're His creation. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. He's already set it in place. So as we're meditating upon His Word, worshiping Him, but thanking Him for His ministry to change us from glory to glory, from faith to faith, first the corn, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear, good, the acceptable, perfect will of God. How many know you're being transformed? You're being transformed. Quit looking. Quit checking. You're checking too much. You're checking yourself. Don't go back and check. Worship and thank Him and know that God is what He promised, He will finish. Amen? Walk in forgiveness. Know that you're the beloved of the Lord. Know that love flows through you. Know that you're a forgiver. Know that God has set in place everything that you need. He's been filling you up since the day you were born to prepare you for your ministry. Well, I never did anything worth anything. How could God use me? Because He knew who you were. And since you have received Him as Savior, since He knew that you were one of His beloved, one of the who had, He knew you were going to receive Jesus from the foundation of the world. Do you think He would not have a plan? Do you think He would leave you without a place? No, certainly not. In fact, He has set you in place perfectly. No matter who you are, no matter what you are, I want you to begin to thank God for the ministry that He's produced in you, and that He is fulfilling that ministry right now. It's not one day. He's fulfilling it right now. You're a demonstration right now. You're a demonstration of the love of God right now. I want you to begin to thank Him for that. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank Him for that. Walk in that. Rejoice in that. This is who you are. You're not somebody else out there trying to make it. You've already made it. Hallelujah. You know, I didn't say you'd made $1 million already. I said you're in Christ, and He is producing in you the goodness, the mercy, the grace. He is showing it forth in you. This is who you are. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we just worship You. Oh, we worship You and thank You, Lord God. Thank You, Father, that we dwell in heaven with You. Jesus has already chosen us. The Word of God has pulled us out and You knew from the foundation of the world that we were those who would believe. And there are many others who will yet believe. And we thank you, Lord, that you are demonstrating through us. What a miracle that we are demonstrating through us your love. And that we forgive one another. Oh my, how does that happen? We forgive one another. And we walk in love toward one another. And if we don't, Father, we just say in Jesus' name, Father, I repent. That is wickedness and foolish. And it doesn't matter what the offense was. It could have been murder. Stealing. Adultery. Something else. I forgive. I don't have to feel it. I just do it. I'm forgiven right now. Father, I thank you because, see, I'm transformed. I'm changed. I'm no longer of this world. This world demands retribution. Jesus gives mercy. I give mercy. I give mercy. And I thank you for it. I thank you for it. Lord God, I'm changed. I'm new. I'm a brand new creation. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. And all things are of God. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. And all things are of God. And you've created in us to be a minister of reconciliation. Ambassadors. Representatives who are fully capable, have full understanding, because they have the Holy Spirit, of the love of God and the Word of God. And we thank you for it. We give you praise for it. Father, I thank you that those who are not filled with the Holy Spirit, they would ask the Father that they would be filled. Father, baptize me in the Holy Ghost. Let me speak in another tongue. Let me worship you and speak unto you in another tongue. Then worship you and give praise to you. Spend time in your presence, meditating upon your word, glorifying you, being baptized in the Holy Spirit for the power that is to be given to every believer. Every believer. Every believer. Oh, Father, we thank you for it. We worship you and we glorify you and we give you praise this day. Let's lift our hands and thank him. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. We magnify you. You are our King and our Lord, our God. Father, you are you're the one whom we live with, and you're the one whom we walk with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, your name is above every name. The name at which every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Holy, holy, holy. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Oh, we magnify you. Oh, we praise you. Oh, we praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There is none like you, worthy of praise and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. For you are Lord. You are Lord. You have risen.